We are going to be starting Siman Lamed Beis tonight, which is Seder Ksivas Tefillin. It's a different category, category of Hilchas Tefillin. It's rather something that's very, very complex. It will be. It's quite a long siman. I believe it's one of the longest simanim. It's a very, very long siman. Lev. It's easy to remember. It's the heart. So, and some of it is very relevant on a day-to-day basis. Some of it is probably more relevant to batimachers. But nevertheless, let's have a look. Okay, Seidik Sevas Tefillin, Simen Lamed Beis, Sif Aleph, Mitzvah Tefillin, Shicht of Abba Pashas. The Mitzvah Tefillin is to write four Pashas. Shein Kadesh Likol B'choyer, Ad Lemoy Ado. So that's the first Pasha. Voyo Ki Yivyecho, Ad Ki B'choy Zigat Tzion Mitzayim. That's the second one, second Pasha. U'Pasha Shema Ad U'Bisharecho. That's the third one. Arguably the most famous one, Ufashas Vayim Shemaya Ad Ha'oretz, Ad Al Ha'oretz. These are the four Pashas which are in the Tefillin. Mishnah Berurah goes over here something which I don't exactly know why he goes here into this. This surely should have been, would have made sense to have somewhere else, but the Mishnah Berurah says, if Katan Aleph over here, Pashas Shema, Tzarech Lichtov Dalet, the Echot, Kol Kach Gdoilo, in the Tefillin, the Shema, in Shema, the word Echod should be written big enough, K'moy Dalet Daltzin. The Dalet should be in the size of four Dalets. The Dalet should be big enough that you could put four Dalets inside it. Doesn't have to be in the size of the rest of the text. Rather, it doesn't have to be the size of the rest of the text at the surface, right? I think it could just be dalets would be big enough to write small dalets that the sofer would be able to write. So the minig therefore has become, and that's probably if you open up your tefillin, which might not be such a good idea, but if you were to open up the tefillin, if you look into, you'll see the shema, and then you'll see the dalet, what it's just a little bit bigger than the other letters. I've seen it. And they're just a little bit bigger than the. You couldn't fit four dalets of the rest of the text in that dalet. It wouldn't fit. Rather, four small dalets would be able to fit into that dalet. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. V'tzorich lekosvam b'seder hazeh. They've got to be written in that particular order. Lichto evtchilo akademes b'toira. They've got to be written in that particular order. The sofer, this is instructions for the sofer. They've got to write in this order described over here. So firstly, Kadesh, afterwards Kiavi Acha, afterwards Shema, and afterwards Vayim Shema. They've got to be written in that order. Lichto evtchilo akademes b'toira. Vayim Shina, if a sofer failed in that order, and he wrote in a different order, posol is posol. V'chatchilo yichto evshaliyad kodim shel rosh. And a person should write first, the sofer should write first at Tefillin Shel Yad, after the Tefillin Shel Rosh. Why? Why does the sofer need to write Tefillin Shel Yad before the Shel Rosh? That's the way you put it on. That's the way you put it on. Yeah, and why do we put it on in that order? We've discussed that previously. Why is it Malam B'Kedusha? No, so we'll see. We'll see, because you've got a good point, but we'll see that in a minute. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkotn Gimel Baseder Hazeh. Why is the order so crucial? The Ksiv Vehoyu Advorim. He says Vehoyu Advorim. That means Bavioson you. They got to be written in that particular order. The drasha is Bavioson you. They got to be written in that order. The Kolshken even more so. שצורח לאיזור מטעם זה, שכל פרש ופרש וגוש וגוף נכתב אז כסדרו. שלא יחסה בו אפילו אויס אחס, כי לא יהיה לו תקון אך כך להשלימו. כלמון סיף חוב גמל. Now this is probably the greatest concern by a sofer, and that's going to be written כסדרו. So what we've seen in the Ramah so far is that the order of the parshas got to be written in that order. So the sofer wakes up one morning and says, you know what, I fancy writing the fourth parsha, and then after I'm going to the first, you can't do that. It's got to be written parsha 1, 2, 3, 4. That's how they've got to be written. Now, within that, Mishabu mentioned something which is brought in Shulchan Aruch later, that there's another point within that as well. You cannot skip words either. It's got to be written in, the psukim themselves got to be written in the right order. Sounds obvious, but it's really, really not. It's really not, and it's a huge problem, and a potentially a very, very great difficulty. Because what happens if you're writing, the sofer writes nicely, and then he realizes that he made a mistake. He missed out a letter, a crucial letter. He missed that. That's normal, that happens. I can't say it's mashim shebechol yoim, but it's very common that the sofer, it's very hard work to be a sofer. And he'll realize, after I've written and finished the paragraph, he'll realize that he has missed a letter, an important letter. So now, you'd say, okay, no worries, so you should, rub that letter. You can scratch this, the ink off, it's not so difficult. You can scratch this ink off. You scratch the ink off and just put the new letter in. The answer is you can't do that. Why? It's not in order anymore now. Because now this word is now reappearing of a text which has been completed already, from a pasuk which has been completed. So now this pasuk has not been written in the right order. And therefore, it's a problem. By the way, I'm just going to mention now that this is why it's so incredibly crucial. That we buy tefillin and mezuzahs of a proper Yerushalayim. Absolutely. It's really crucial. Because nobody's ever going to be able to tell if such a thing was was done. It's the Yetzer is enormous because they spent hours on it. They spent hours and hours on writing. And suddenly there's, I forgot the vav over here. The hey, whatever. It could even be a psul and he has to fix it. And then he's fixing it and then it's not in right. He's fixing it. Now, the only psul is that it's not in right order. It's not visible. It's impossible. Nobody can tell. Nobody can tell besides the sofer himself. And it's got to be 100%. It's a person is a shemayim. The Yetzer is enormous because it's a big loss of money for him. And nobody can tell. So, you've got to buy him mezuzah for Yetzer shemayim. There's no two ways about it. Somebody you trust that he's not going to mess about with these things.
Can he first rub out that letter and then fill it in and then rub out this?
No, because the rest of the letter is now going to be written shalokasidon. Okay, this will be discussed later, see if in greater detail. The Mishnah just throws it in over here. Your answer is no, you can't do that. Sif Cotton. So now the Mishnah. So we discussed which one do you have to write first. The Gemara says you got to write which tefillin. Which tefillin needs to be which parsha? Tefillin shel yad needs to be written tefillin shel rosh. Why so? Mishnah first wide line. Koydem. Mishum the muktam b'pasuk. The reason is because it's first in the Torah. The parshas of the tefillin shel yad comes before the tefillin shel rosh. That's, by the way, why we put on the tefillin shel yad before the tefillin shel rosh. Because in the pasuk it says it first. So that's why it's the same reason over here that you have to write the tefillin shel yad before the tefillin shel rosh. The mishum nemuktam b'pasuk. V'yesh oim lehepach. Yeah, it's one of those things because there's a contradicting opinion. What's the other opinion? Lehepach. That they say you got to write the tefillin shel rosh first. Why? Mipnei shel rosh kedosh chamura meshel yad. That's your svara, that the tefillin shel rosh is more kadosh than the tefillin shel yad. Why is the tefillin shel rosh more kadosh than tefillin shel yad? Why? More pashas. It's more pashas. So it's more heilig. And therefore, this opinion holds, you've got to do the tefillin shel rosh before the tefillin shel yad. So what are we going to do now? On the one hand, some say, Ramah says, do the tefillin shel yad before the tefillin shel rosh. And acherim, others say, no, do the tefillin shel rosh before the tefillin shel yad. So what are we going to do now? You can't satisfy both opinions.
Surely, man,
Yeah, I know, but you're right. There is, that's the argument to do it in that order, but there's another, there's an counter argument that you go according to the order of the Pesukim. Correct. Ah, you're saying that, what's the, because of Chamura. I say, because we generally say Manim HaKodesh. Excellent question. It's an excellent question. I don't know the answer to your question. It's a really, really good question. Wow, that's a really good question. That the fact is, Kedusha is a chamula, that is not strong. That, it's a really good question. Kedusha chamula is really not a strong argument, because even if Kedusha chamula, nobody would say Malim HaKodesh. Very good question. I don't know the answer. It's a really, really good question. Yeah. So what's the minig about? It says the Mishnah Berurah, V'al noyagim k'mo yishakos v'rav v'agav. Our minig is to do like the Ruma. And the as the Mishnah Berurah says, the minig is to do the Shiliat before the Shel Rosh. So probably when we buy tefillin, that's the way they've been done. That's the way they've been written. With the Avet, the Kula Alman, Kpeda. If it's done the other way, it's not the end of the world. And Kpeda. And here comes a Mishnah Berurah, which I don't think that the Sofer and Lakpid on that. I don't think it's possible to be Makpid on that. I wonder if anybody's got knowledge. I should really ask Me'elash. Kosta B'Sefer HaKavonash, Shelechad Chile Yezoyer, Lichtoiv Kol HaParsha Shel Rosh V'Shel Yad Ratzufim. Lechad Chile, the Sefer HaKavonash writes, that's from Nari HaKodesh. That what? Lechad Chile Yezoyer, Lichtoiv Kol HaParsha Shel Rosh V'Shel Yad Ratzufim. Is it possible? You should write all the Parshas, Ratzufim, in one go. Lo Yafsik Beinayim, don't interrupt between them. B'Shum Dibuklat, without talking at all. I don't think it's possible and realistic to expect that, to write all the parshas without interruption. Now, if you speak to a sofer, to a proper sofer, to a real sofer, to a genuine good sofer, they're going to tell you that they spend hours, the hourly wage of a sofer is very, very low, because they spend hours on writing every single letter. It's very hard work to be a sofer. It takes ages to write every single letter. It's ages. They will spend days on parshas of tefillin. And you can't even write so long. After a few hours, you get tired, and it's not possible. So therefore, I don't know how it's possible to fulfill the kavanas, the Mishnah Berurah quotes over here, not to interrupt. You do all the parshas, finish it out, and finish the rosh. It's a lot of work. It's many, and you don't interrupt. I don't know. I wonder. Maybe it is possible. Maybe there are some who do it, but I don't think it's the common practice.
When you're doing it,
that's what it means.
You have to take a break. You take a break, perhaps.
It just means that when you're writing. Oh, very good. Maybe that's what it means. Let's look at the words again. Because we say, "Vakamonos lechatchila yizo alichtov kol haparshes." Shel rosh v'shel parshes shel rosh v'shel yad retzufim lo yafsik beinem b'shum diboklal. Don't interrupt at all. So you're saying that he's referring specifically.
It's not in sections, but when you're doing it, do it in order and don't interrupt.
Ah, yeah. That's interesting. That's definitely a very nice understanding. Much more. Very nice. Very, very nice. Perhaps. I've always said to summarize what we learned this evening. We spoke that the tefillin shall. The tefillin's got four parshas. And we learned that the surface got to make sure to write them in the right order. If it's not written in the right order, it's possible. This is both true in terms of the paragraphs written and within the words themselves. If they're written in the wrong order, it is possible. We mentioned the Dalet, that the Dalet of Echod, you've got to have four, you've got to be able to fit four Dalets inside it. We also spoke about that the Tefillin Shel Yad, according to Ramah, are going to be written before the Tefillin Shel Rosh. And there are opinions that hold the other way around. But yeah, but either way, one is Yotze. And then we mentioned this interesting Kavonas. So if a Kavonas holds that one should try to, or should attempt to do it, everything, but it's Beretzifus. Very good, Abba Yisrael. Having said this, I wish you a very good evening.